Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University.
With the beginning of summer at our doorstep, many of us look out over our green grass yards and dread the coming heat that will endeavor to turn it brown and stale. One might begin to ponder if there is an alternative to these plants that fill our yards and demand so much of our water. Well, in fact, there is. Utah may be a desert, but not one naturally devoid of vegetation. Many plants have evolved to live within the bounds of the climate, insect pests, microbes, and soil types specific to our region. Once established, many native plants need minimal irrigation beyond normal rainfall. And because they have coexisted for eons, natives have developed their own defenses against many pests and diseases, resulting in minimal pesticide use. Backyards, gardens, parks, and roadsides planted with native plants also provide wildlife with a bridge to the natural areas that remain interspersed among our heavily developed communities. As the cornerstone of biological diversity, native plants also do the best job of providing food and shelter for our local animals. Ready to get planting? Here are two natives that would be easy, attractive, and low-maintenance additions to many Utah yards and gardens. Little leaf mock orange is a compact shrub which produces clusters of wonderfully fragrant white blossoms. In the wilds of Utah, it is often found growing in rock crevices and dry, gravelly areas, so it will likely do well in those bare, difficult parts of your yard. It is browsed by mule deer and also provides shelter for native birds. Fire chalice, alternately known as hummingbird flower, is a low-profile plant with bright red, tube-shaped flowers. The plant's nectar is irresistible to hummingbirds and can help attract a number of native pollinators to your yard. As with all plants, the right native must be matched with the right spot. Thankfully, there are native plants that thrive in every habitat imaginable, and the best thing is, natives include all different types of plants, from mosses and ferns to wildflowers, shrubs, and trees. A little bit of research should help you find the best species for your hot, dry slope, or that wet swale in the back, or that dry shade under your trees. For more information on native plants, please visit us online at www.wildaboututah.org. For the Stokes Nature Center and Wild About Utah, this is Andrea Liberatore.
Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.